Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First things first, can you, for someone who has no idea what's going on, can you just kind of mention what is happening in the western part of Lake Erie currently?
Well, it's basically, it's all of Lake Erie, right? All of Lake Erie right now is experiencing record high levels for this time of year. It's mostly due to not only the precipitation that it's been receiving over the, in particular the last, 30 days or so, but also from the record, or not record high, but extremely high levels in Lake Michigan and Huron, which also flow into Lake Erie and supply the water in Lake Erie during this time.
And so do Buffalo, people in Buffalo, kind of along the shoreline, is there reason to worry about potential flooding?
Well, as far as, living along Lake Erie or any of the Great Lakes or any riverine system, high level water levels are certainly a concern, sure. So the locals, if they're starting to see concerns, they have concerns, they have issues, certainly they should be reaching out to their local elected leaders, and their county emergency management officials to, get help if they're starting to experience any sort of flooding.
What are the levels now near Buffalo compared to what the average is or should be?
Right now, based on daily averages, and this is like a lake-wide average, as of yesterday, Lake Erie's level was at 574.31 feet. That is about 29 inches above the long-term average that we would see. Again, that's just a long-term average, but Lake Erie has been high before in the mid-80s, early 70s. So there have been times in which, folks along Lake Erie have seen high levels in the past.
29 inches sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but again, that's for a long-term average. In any given year, you wouldn't expect any of the Great Lakes to be at the long-term average. That's just a reference point. That's based on well over 100 years of level readings. And so again, that just gives folks kind of an idea. Same thing with weather and temperature. There's averages in any given day of the year, and typically we probably never really meet. We either exceed or go below that average.
Compared to last year, what is the fluctuation?
Off the top of my head, I don't know what the values were a year ago. I'd have to look that up. If you want me to check this, I just need about a minute. At the water levels of Lake Erie have been above average ever since June of 2015. So it's fluctuated a little bit, but it's been above and maintained above average level status for almost 4 years now.
Is there anything that can be done? Actually, this is kind of a two-part question. I heard earlier in speaking to someone more on the western side of the lake that one of the reasons for the rising levels is the fact that we had a polar vortex and the ice kind of stopped a lot of the evaporation that happens during the winter. Is that something that is true?
Well, there is evaporation, that occurs during the year, but the main cause of the high water levels, again, you look at the Upper Great Lakes, Lake Huron, Michigan, are above average. Lake Superior is also above average. And the precipitation has been well above average over the last month and beyond. So those are the main driving factors. Something like evaporation can have an effect, but not as significantly as inflow from the upper lakes and precipitation.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, again, I'd just like to reiterate that, you know, folks, if they're seeing having issues or concerns, contact their local officials, and certainly their county emergency manager. Those are the first line of people for them to provide assistance to any locals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.